Troy Mayor Patrick Madden on Friday released his proposed 2019 city budget. Madden, a Democrat, says his $73 million spending plan brings Troy under the state tax cap.
The increase is 1.4%, and the solid waste fee goes up $4 per year. So for the average single-family homeowner, this represents an increase of about $2.78 a month. We've maintained all of our services. We continue to invest in our infrastructure. We continue to produce modest fund balances each year. Our budgets are sound and solid, and I think we're building that financial foundation that I've often spoke of.
Madden notes the package preserves necessary staffing levels and includes no layoffs. But Republican Council President Carmela Mantello has some concerns and promises to continue to be a watchdog for local taxpayers.
I continue to be concerned of the trend that this city administration has continued to put the burden, the majority of the burden, on Troy taxpayers. And we know that through a 2017 14.5% tax increase, $160 double garbage fee, Troy taxpayers were already receiving that service through their tax dollars. And that fee is set to be expired December 31st, 2018. So the mayor is now proposing to make that fee permanent. It's something I do not support.
Mantello is calling for officials to look at the budget more creatively when considering revenue and expenditures. She supports more shared services with Rensselaer County and other municipalities and adds that in the weeks to come, the city council will be holding dozens of hearings, committee meetings, and workshops.
And we are set to pass the 2019 budget at the end of November, as the city charter states.
Madden says the city is seeking a way to fund refurbishing of at least one of Troy's municipal swimming pools, which were closed over the last two summers.
With the extent of the renovations that are necessary, it's difficult to imagine it would be up for this season. But, we're working toward that end.
Previous estimates on repairing both pools ran in the neighborhood of $2.4 million. For more of WAMC's municipal budget coverage, go to WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.